You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Like the dude just said, yes. This is, what time is it? 2:08 PM, March the 22nd, a Tuesday. It is campaign season. I was texting back and forth with one of the candidates the other day, and we were just discussing the fact that, you know, polls don't always mean anything. Negative advertising doesn't always mean anything. And I got to thinking about this. So let me start off this way. How about this? Have you ever seen a warning label on the side of a product and thought, how in the world is that even necessary? Well, they're out there. Somewhere, somehow, some way, someone did something that defied common sense with a product that is in general circulation. And because of whoever that was, now we have a warning label. So, I mean, to be honest, sometimes they make sense, like on medications or, you know, like the weight-bearing capability of a forklift or whatever. But there are some, where you just read the label, you think, okay, this label is on here for two reasons. One, somebody really screwed up. And number two, some lawyer got involved and now we have a warning label. And there's some funny ones out there. I mean, have you seen the one on the side of an iron that says, do not iron shirt while it is being worn? Yes. Or my all-time favorite iron warning label, do not iron clothes while naked. Okay, I'm just going to leave that right there to your imagination. It ain't good. Or the one for the wheelbarrow that says, not intended for highway use. A wheelbarrow. So I guess you can drive your wheelbarrow on residential streets, but not on the highway. And then there's like the ones that make you squirm, like the one on baby strollers that says, remove child before folding stroller. Really? Or how about this one? The electronic thermometer, the one that says, once used rectally, the thermometer should not be used orally. I'd like to think that didn't happen, but there is a label. And then there's the one on the jet ski gas tank lid that literally says, never use a lit match or an open flame to check the fuel level. Yeah, there was definitely a lawyer involved in that one. I can just guarantee you. These things are out there, and they're funny sometimes. But there's one label, and when I say this out loud, everyone who's ever served in some capacity as a foot soldier in our military is going to know it when I say it. You ready? Here's the warning label. If stand up if you know it. Raise your hand. Front towards the enemy. Oh, see, some of you veterans in the audience just did a double take because you may have never thought about that as a warning label, but it is. It's also a call to action, front towards the enemy. All right, for those who aren't familiar with the phrase, front towards the enemy is actually embossed. I mean, like embossed on the action side of a Claymore mine. The Claymore is one of the mainstays of life in the infantry. It's a rectangular, slightly curved chunk of inch-thick green plastic. It's not much bigger than a dinner plate. It comes in kind of a small over-the-shoulder bag with a spool of wire and the infamous thing we call a clacker. It's used more often than not to command detonate the mine. A claymore is used to set up booby traps, initiate ambushes, and cover the sectors of a defensive position. The interior of the plastic case of the claymore mine is a large charge of C4 explosive, and the side that's marked front towards the enemy is actually lined on the interior with roughly 700 1/8-inch steel balls. So when wired in place, the mine is detonated by sending an electrical charge from the clacker, resulting in what amounts to a directional blast that has the effect of an explosion coupled with a giant shotgun. I mean, wow. It will just like mow the grass. But back to that warning label. It's legit. If you have an M18 Claymore mine pointed in the wrong direction, basically not with the front towards the enemy, you're creating a massive self-inflicted wound on friendly forces. In the infantry, you're taught not only how to properly emplace and detonate a claymore, you're also taught how to do it in the dark. At any given time, that front should be towards the enemy, period. No ifs, no ands, or buts. To me, it's the ultimate warning label. But that level of warning, or a call to arms, if you will, is applicable in life and certainly applicable in politics. Too often, it's a phrase that has no meaning, really, in terms of politics. Case in point is that right now we're in the primary season. This is the time where internally the parties typically create circular firing squads. You know what I'm saying? It's all over the media right now as candidates do all they can to tear each other down. It's not just about touting their own capabilities and qualifications. It's about diminishing the value of the opposition from within their own party by running attack ads and fake polls and heated hyperbole, come May 24th, we're going to see. That's the primary date. We're going to know who's in and who's out. And then to just add to the fun, I'm going to predict right now that in both the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race, we are going to have Republican runoffs. And that's a great chance for both of the top two candidates from the same Republican Party, mind you, to up the ante on bashing each other and working hard to hold the other's head underwater. Fair warning to the candidates. You run your campaign like you see fit, but just remember that at some point you've got to lick your wounds and actually put the front towards the enemy. And I hope there's something left to work with at that point. But you see, it's not just the candidates. Those of us in the grassroots, we've got to be willing to coalesce around the survivors of the primary season. We cannot ever see another day like what we saw with the Doug Jones victory, or for that matter, the Joe Biden victory. You have got to know that in the end, you are better off having someone who at least has a greater semblance of conservatism than just to take your chances on the Democrat who mocks conservatism. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was not a fan of Roy Moore, but I knew what we were going to get with Doug Jones, and I was right. I don't always agree with Donald Trump, but I knew what we would get with Joe Biden, and I was right. It's imperative that we never again have a day where voters just stay home because their chosen primary candidate didn't make the final cut, or they only vote on personality and they don't like the new guy, or to vote on the basis of unsubstantiated charges made in the campaign season. That kind of fickle and insolent voter tantrum is nothing more than taking the political claymore mine and turning it around backwards so the front faces the friendly forces. All of the energy needs to be put into finding the most conservative candidate, keyword being most conservative candidate. Pick your favorite one in the primary, and then take your lumps if your person doesn't win the primary, and pick your new favorite one in the general election. Always remember at all times that if we don't keep the front towards the enemy, we will have nothing but self-inflicted wounds, totally avoidable injuries and losses because someone didn't think about the big picture. So front towards the enemy, always. That's a warning label that's worth reading and following, especially in politics. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, we did. I mean, literally, the voter tantrums were just epic in the last election cycle. And then the one that we wound up with Doug Jones, that was just Republicans shooting each other in the foot. That was just awful. Senator Shelby calling on people to do a write-in candidacy. My gosh. I mean, do you think for a second that we couldn't have impeached Roy Moore if he'd gotten up there and the charges had been substantiated? For the love. But no, we got Doug Jones for several years. And as a result, we couldn't overturn Obamacare. Yep. All right, folks. Front towards the enemy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.